Coming up in about 10 days from now, on Saturday the 16th, the Seroptimists are getting ready to give food to the community and those in need. And joining me this morning is Carol Bennett, and she is one of the Seroptimist members. And this is something you've been doing for a lot of years now.
23.
Wow. That's a nice, a long time to be doing it.
It's about, it's a little more than half the time we've been doing this project. So, yeah. We moved here in 2021, and I've been involved with it ever since. So.
Wow, that's pretty amazing. This is something that I guess give people a little background on it, because there's so many things going on at this time of year that are being done to help families and to help individuals. What kind of started this ball rolling?
Well, actually, a member at the time, Jenny James, and she was a beautician here in town, and she used to have people come into her shop. Her shop was down where Mon Ami used to be, and she used to have people come into her shop that were in need, and she kept toys, and she would have canned food, things that she could give to people that were in need. And my understanding, I wasn't here when it started, but my understanding was the first time we actually dispersed food to people was done from the back of a station wagon. And it's been a variety of places just since I've been here. It's been, we dispersed out of Lane Community College, and then we've dispersed out of Food Share, and then we were at the old middle school for a while, and then we went to the casino and distributed when they had the tent, after they built the building and the tent was vacant. That was probably as nice a place, because we were definitely out of the weather and we could get in there and be ready, you know, a little bit better. And the last several years, and then we've done it from the car dealership, the old car dealership that was out here by where the boat sales is now.
Okay, yeah.
By the Mini Pet Mart. We distributed from there 1 or 2 years. And then the last few years we've been at the middle school, which has worked out fine. The best thing that we had when we first went there was we had a large trailer that the casino let us use to store our non-perishable food in on Friday, so we could bring it in on Friday. Camp Florence boys would help us put it into the truck, and then we just had to take it out of the truck on Saturday morning. Since COVID, and they used the trailer to store their excess furniture that they had to remove out of the casino main floor. And so we've had to go to bringing all the food in on Saturday morning, which means we arrive pretty early because it takes a while to set up that much food. I don't know how many pounds of food is, but it's a lot.
I imagine you've seen the need grow over the years, too.
Well, we have, although surprisingly enough, it didn't grow as much right after the pandemic as we expected it would. But we're hearing the things we're hearing this year from Florence Food Share is that the families, that they're actually serving more families. They're not just ones and twos. And so we're expecting a little bit of a hike this year. And I've already noticed it. We also supply boxes to Mapleton Food Share, and they distribute them. There, the people only have to go to. They can come in here and pick them up if they want, but they actually go to the Florence or the Mapleton Food Share and pick up their boxes, and that has increased about a third, which is a pretty big increase.
Yeah.
And I'm waiting for a couple. We have a couple of other groups that see to it that people that are shut-ins get food, and so we're. I'm waiting for reports from them to know how much food we're going to be using for that. I don't know yet. But
now, people might understand this is like we're putting together a Christmas dinner, but it's more than that, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, much more now. Yes, we give them a turkey or a chicken. If it's a small family, they get a chicken. One or two gets a chicken. Anybody else gets a turkey. We give them dressing. We give them potatoes and carrots, fresh potatoes and carrots. And fresh oranges and apples. And then we give them milk and eggs, a dozen or more eggs, depending on the size of the family. We do buy some 18-count eggs, boxes.
For big families.
Big families. We give them a gallon or a half gallon of milk, again, depending on the size. because we know that people that are just one or two, a gallon of milk, is, unless they're really big milk drinkers, is too much. So we give them a half gallon. We give everybody dinner rolls, and usually those come from France. And, you know, again, if we have somebody that comes in that they're feeding 12 people, then we give them more than a dozen rolls, so everybody gets more than one roll. We also give them a fair amount of peanut butter, because that's good for the children, can fix themselves. We give them saltine crackers, and we give them jam. And I have yet to meet an adult that can't eat peanut butter that hasn't had a dabble of peanut butter and jam on a saltine cracker.
Yeah, you met another one. Saltines and Ritz were my two favorite peanut butter and jelly sandwiches when I was growing up.
Yeah. Well, that's something that you can go to the cupboard and fix it for yourself. Even a 5-year-old can do that. So,
might be a little messy.
Well, but they can do it.
Yeah.
We try to provide food for more than just that day. Because we know that those young people are going to be home from, if they're school age kids, they're going to be home for a couple of weeks. And so, you know, peanut butter is a good, nutritious food, lots of protein in it, good, and most kids like it.
Got a good shelf life, too.
Yeah, it has a good shelf life, exactly. But we give them peanut butter and jam, and like I say, a fair amount. We give them graham crackers. We put, I'm going to have to go through my little list of things that we give. But they get a pound of butter, and then we have the Little Dutch Boy Cookie Company in Draper, Utah donates 600 boxes of cookies to us to give out, and they're Christmas cookies, so, and they send them to us. We have to pay the freight, but that's the only expense we have on that, so that's a big help. The owner's wife took us on it about 15 years ago to support us. And so we've been getting cookies from them for 15 years.
Can you remember the biggest family that you've ever put a box together for? How many?
We've done a couple that were 18 and 20s.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, you know, the extended family, for Christmas time, everybody comes to Grandma and Grandpa's house.
And Grandma and Grandma might not have all the needs.
That's exactly right. Yeah. Yeah. So we get and we get a variety of sizes of turkeys, and we try to give the turkeys out based, again, like everything else, on the size of the family. We have it pretty well organized. I should tell you the process. They pull up to the off 27th Street into the middle school parking lot, and then they come around toward the south. We deliver the food out of the south side under that canopy. I don't know what you call that area, but it's where the kids play basketball and stuff. And that's where we set up the food. And we use shopping carts. The local grocery stores loan us the shopping carts. And we ask the people that are in the cars, and the people receiving the boxes do not get out of their car or truck or whatever vehicle they're in. And there's no qualification. They don't have to. It's not income based. It's if you need a box, you come and we'll fill it if we have the food. And they tell us what size family they want to feed. We put a box in the shopping cart and there's a sign that goes with it that says the size box we're filling, and all the things all around the whole area where the pallets are with the food on them. People are standing there, and they put whatever the amount of food that color is supposed to get into the box. And then it gets taken all the way around to the end, and we have the Camp Florence boys and a lot of men that help us. It's women, too, but mostly men that lift the boxes, because the boxes are pretty heavy. And we put it in the car or the truck, whatever the vehicle is, and wish them Merry Christmas.
If in the off chance there's food left over at the end of the day, does that go somewhere?
It goes to Food Share. We have no means of storing food. So we load the truck up, anything that's left, and it goes to Food Share, and they disperse it. It becomes part of their inventory, and they disperse it. They're really good about it. If somebody contacts me after the distribution and didn't get there, I can call Colin, and he'll make up a box of our stuff because he knows what's in our boxes.
I remember a couple of years ago, and it may have been during the COVID pandemic, it was kind of like a slow afternoon, and you had less than what you expected on that. That doesn't happen very often, though, does it?
It doesn't happen very often, and we've so far, and I'm going to knock on some wood, we've never run out of food. But actually, that should be a goal of ours, to run out of food. Not because I don't want to feed everybody that wants to be fed, but because then we've bought according to – because we solicit the funds. All the money comes from the community. We don't – you have a fundraiser that raises it. We send out solicitation letters and ask – and we have people that even if they don't get a letter, they send a check.
Can you still take money?
Oh, we will take money. We'll take money up till New Year's, you know. Right. And it goes in a special fund that's all we use that money for ever. I mean, it sits there. If we were to quit doing this project, we would probably give it to Food Share.
And the P.O. Box, if someone wants to send a check?
P.O. Box 1209.
1209. That's an easy one to remember.
Yes. Florence, Oregon, obviously.
And now, because of the pandemic, you no longer do the toys. That's separate. Somebody else is probably, I know Toys for Tots or somebody.
Toys for Tots are doing. Yes, we don't do toys any longer because of the pandemic. We would have had to, in order to do the toys, we would have had to keep on spraying them multiple times. Mm-hmm. I can't imagine what the boxes or the toys would look like as wet as they would be.
Yeah, because every time you put a hand in it, one's contaminated.
All that sanitation had to happen. Yeah. So we did away with that because there was no way that we could do it, you know, efficiently and get the best results. So
it's happening on the 16th, which is a Saturday. What time can the first person line up for a box?
Well, they can get in line before, but we don't start distributing until 10 o'clock.
Okay, so 10 a.m.
Sometimes it's a 10:10, but it just depends. We have to have the area all set up so that it runs smoothly.
And you have to make sure every volunteer's in place and you have enough of volunteers.
And if you want to volunteer, please feel free to come. We don't make a list. We ask you to come. Dress appropriately. You'll have to look out the window and see what it's doing that day. It normally rains, so just so you know, and sometimes it rains sideways. But, you know, we have about 100 volunteers that usually come.
All right. It's going to be at Sayous Law Middle School. And as Carol said, you can line up early, but you won't get your first box till after 10 a.m.
That's correct. And we close at 1 unless there's food still there and there are people in line.
Okay.
Yeah, we don't just because in fact when we're often boxing up to leave, people come in and say, "Can I still get a box?" And we'll fish one out. We'll get the stuff out of the trucks and make it a box. We don't like to do that, but we do it, you know. Yeah. We try to smile happily. It's a good feeling. There's nothing. And if you need a box or you feel the need to come for something, then just come. We don't quiz you. We don't. There's no thing. Just be prepared to.
And if you have a little extra to give, remember P.O. Box 1209, and that's Florence, Oregon, and you can write a check. Do they need to make it out to a specific?
S.I. Florence. S is in Soroptimist. I is international. And then just Florence.
Right.
That it's a lot of work to write Soroptimist, and nobody knows how to spell it, so it's okay.
Carol, thank you for all that you do with this, and you're much appreciated.
Thank you. It's my Christmas, so thank you.